House Bill 204 is sponsored by Alan Osterman of Kodiak. Peggy Wilson of Wrangell is a co-sponsor. It would extend a seafood processing tax credit beyond 2015 and would add processing machines for herring to the list of new equipment that would qualify for a tax credit. It would also add equipment for putting salmon in cans, different from the tall or short cans traditionally used by industry. Joe Jacobson, director of the state's Division of Economic Development, told the committee that the administration supported the measure. He said the tax credit promotes innovation in creating new seafood products and that diversification has helped weather price fluctuations.
You know, if you're going to many different countries and you have, you know, salmon burgers, you have canned salmon, you have salmon jerky, it just supports the price so that when one market of canned salmon in the UK dies, well, now you have a fillet market in the U.S., or you have a roe market in Japan or the Ukraine or other places, and it just kind of lessens the impact of individual markets that may go up or down because you're just building a broader portfolio of products that are spread out.
Jacobson said current salmon can sizes are out of touch with markets, and consumers are asking for smaller sizes of canned fish. The bill would also provide the tax credit to companies that install equipment for making a product out of the fish scraps and waste. That was an important addition for Trident Seafood's Joe Plesha.
You know, one of the best ways to add value to Alaska's resources is obviously to produce a product from something that's now currently being ground up and discharged back into the water.
Plesha and others are concerned that the Environmental Protection Agency could start requiring some shore-based processing plants in Alaska to screen out the solid fish scraps from waste before it's pumped into the water, or even barge that waste out to the open ocean. Another industry representative, Tom Sunderland, vice president of marketing with Ocean Beauty Seafoods, said the tax credit has worked, and he agreed the market is calling for smaller sizes of canned fish.
This allows us to respond to the market pressure, which is a really big deal. We have to have it. Our customers are now expressing pretty urgent resistance to the prices that are necessitated by the current size of the can.
Others testifying at the hearing also like the inclusion of herring for the tax credit. The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute's International Global Food Aid Director, Bruce Schockler, said herring was a big business elsewhere around the globe.
You can go over to Germany or places in Europe and you can see a display twice as long as this room on one wall that is nothing but herring products. So we get to thinking, well, why not? Why not us? And how about if we use the males?
Herring are caught in some fisheries in the state for their roe, so only the female egg-bearing fish are valuable on international markets. Julianne Curry of the industry group United Fishermen of Alaska also testified in support of the legislation.
This bill allows the processing sector to really encourage innovation within the processing sector, and it also allows the processing sector to provide incentives to respond to changing market demands.
The measure was held in the Fisheries Committee for another hearing. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.